Greetings. The month of February 2020. During this month of February, as we all know, on February the 14th, we celebrate the Feast of St. Valentine. And generally people, in regard to Valentine, think of love, love of another, love of God. For us in a faith-based community, love. Today we have a person with us who has exceptional love of the other. Her name is Claire Byrne. She will share with us her story on how this love for the other left out of this country and moved to another country on the continent of Africa to the country of Uganda. It is a great pleasure today for our dear Claire to share with us some of what she has done, named Imprint Hope. Welcome, dear Claire.
Thank you so much, Father, for this opportunity to talk about Imprint Hope's work in Uganda.
Please tell us about it.
Yeah. So Imprint Hope is a mission that serves families of children with disabilities. And what we do is we try to empower a culture of life through providing services to a family living in rural areas of the country of Uganda. And when I say services, I mean education regarding what is a disability, because in Uganda, people with disabilities are perceived as cursed by God. And they believe that God rejected that family and then they gave them a child with a disability. So we try to provide education to families so they understand the origin of their child's disability. And then providing rehabilitation services in terms of physical, occupational, speech therapy, so the child is given an opportunity to actualize their full potential as well. And then in addition, we do a microfinance training course where we train the parents in small business skills, and then they're given a microloan to start a business in their home village so that they have the financial assistance to be able to provide for the child's medical, nutritional needs after they go back home. Village.
Claire, as an occupational therapist, you do a lot of hands-on work each day. Can you tell folks exactly what you do as an occupational therapist?
Yeah, so at Imprint Hope, we have a rehabilitation educational center in Uganda. And so what we do is we invite families to stay at our center for 7 weeks. And during that time, the parents engage with the therapist in daily therapy sessions. So during this time, we're teaching the parents skills and simple home exercise programs so that they can carry on these exercises when they go back home. So to base upon the child's disability, you make goals for that child, whether they need to increase their neck support so they can sit in a wheelchair and hold their head up to eat, or be able to sit on the floor independently, or to stand, or to walk, or to move their arms to play, or to be able to close their mouth so they can swallow food. So an occupational therapist will work with the child on any of their activities of daily living that they struggle with so that they can be more independent in those activities when they go home.
Yes, Claire. So in your typical day, can you describe for people, when you wake in the morning, how you get into your day and how your day unfolds in Uganda?
Yeah. Well, I just want to preface that with every day is unpredictable. And this is a normal or typical day, but that is really rare to come by sometimes in Uganda. But typically I rise before the sun around 5:30. I always start the day in prayer. We have a beautiful porch at Imprint Hope that overlooks Lake Victoria, which is the largest body of water in Africa. So I typically go out there and I pray at least for 30 minutes, because I just love to offer everything in that day to God. Some of the triumphs, some of the setbacks, some of the challenges, some of the deep suffering, you know, I just give it to God, and whatever He wants to use with that, He will. So always try to start the day in prayer. And then I wake up my two boys. I have two adopted children from Uganda. So I wake them up and I get them ready for school. So they're out the door by 8 o'clock. And then by 8:15, all of our staff have come to Imprint Hope Center. So we have 13 full-time Ugandan staff members that come to Imprint Hope every single day. So we start the day with a morning meeting at 8:30. And then we wrap up that meeting around 8:55. And we end it in a prayer, and then we go to our designated duties throughout that day. So for me personally, I usually go to the therapy room. That's when I'm working with moms and dads and kids on a one-to-one basis, providing therapy to them. And then around 11:30, we break for a class. So every morning from 11:30 to 12:30, we have a class, whether that's on the brain, whether that's on the human body, cerebral palsy, nutrition, hygiene, parenting. So I'm usually in the classroom during that time too. And then we break after that, and then we resume therapy after lunch around 1:30. And then we get back into it until around 3:30, and then we have another class. We teach the families about the human rights of people with disabilities. And then we also have a business class in the afternoon. And then following that, we have life skills. So this is when the moms learn how to tailor. They learn basic jewelry and cooking. So after that, from 5:30 to 6:30, they're in that class. And then by that time, most of our staff have left. So it's really whatever needs to be done at that point, whether that be going to the market or going out to town or serving someone around the center, usually what happens then. And then it's really feeding my boys dinner and doing nighttime homework and prayer time and everything and spending time with them until they go to bed. And then I tackle my other work of a lot of behind the scenes work at Imprint Hope till around 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and then I hit the hay.
Claire, this is a rather full day.
It is. And
in the sense of during that day, you take a break occasionally just to have a snack or a meal or something like that?
Yes, I do try.
What's a typical snack in Uganda?
Banana, avocado.
Banana, avocado.
Yeah, okay. They have great fresh fruit. Mangoes, jackfruit, pineapple.
Tasty and nutritious.
Yeah, everything is very fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah, fresh fruits. Yeah.
Now, Claire, in all this wonderful work, how many years have you done it thus far?
Yeah, I first went to Uganda in 2013. I was sent there on a medical mission to work at an orphanage. So I lived there from 2013 through 2014. And then when I came back from that year-long medical mission, God almost presented me with two choices. He said, Claire, like, you can come back and you can resume work, which I did at a hospital in Newark. So I began working again as an occupational therapist, and I just began to keep on having these visions of these children that I worked with in Uganda for that year in the orphanage in my mind. And God told me, he said, Claire, you can pray for those children and you can live with those visions in your mind, or I can empower you with grace beyond human strength to go back into that pit of lions and try to empower that culture with truth regarding disability. So I wrestled with that question for a year and a half, actually, from 2014 through 2016. But I made the decision in February of 2016 to start Imprint Hope, the nonprofit organization here in America. So I worked on fundraising for 4 months, and then in August I went back to Uganda to launch Imprint Hope in Uganda, and I've been over there ever since. I haven't come back. So
now, Claire, your vision. Now, you have described for everyone so beautifully every element of this work. Mm. Now, when you start going from imprinting hope to imagining hope into the future, what is your imagining? How is this going to blossom even more? Mm. Do you have more buildings in mind? What kind of building project do you have? Can you tell us so that we can know how we want to help you and finance all this good work for God's beloved children? What you have said so very beautifully is that God's presence and the dignity of the human person is paramount, and we want to get behind you. Your vision, Claire, as we go into the new decade.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, just as you've said, like, we desire for God's presence to be made known to these families who are really greatly suffering. And so how do we sustain that presence, you know, of God in Uganda? I believe it's through empowering Ugandans to know the truth, because at the end of the day, they will carry forth the mission and they will empower their own people. So our presence there is to build a sustainable organization and a sustainable structure that will always be there. So Imprint Hope has purchased land and we have a master plan for a completely handicap accessible rehabilitation, medical, and educational center that we desire to be built in Uganda, so that the culture of Uganda will know the truth regarding disabilities. And if you think about any terms of model, you think about sustainability, you think about empowerment, you think about education, because that is a gift and a skill you're giving to someone. It's knowledge that they can hold on to for the rest of their life.
Yes.
And that's sustainability. It's not a free handout that's going to go away tomorrow. Yes. You're imprinting truth in a family's heart that they can share with the rest of the world and the rest of their own country. So we believe in that because we know that that is sustainable, and that's what we desire to do in Uganda for all families who have children with disabilities.
Thank you, Claire. As I said at the beginning, Claire will be here with us at Holy Trinity Parish this upcoming weekend at the 10 o'clock and the 12 o'clock Mass. Please come and meet Claire. She truly is Christ the healer to the people of Uganda. Come and meet a person who has taken love, however we name it, however we act upon it, and has brought it to many as the fullness of what God's love is today. Thank you, Claire. We wish you all the best.
Thank you, Father Anthony.
Imprint hope.
Yep.
Imprint love.
Amen.
Amen.